Thanks so much for joining us. Well, it's a remarkable development of events there in Cairo. Less than 24 hours ago, the President Mubarak, there he was, vowing he was going to go nowhere. So, what do you think changed his mind so suddenly?
I think that he had a phone call from the White House that persuaded him to leave. The problem facing a dictator like Mubarak is that when you have many billions stashed away, he obviously had to seek assurances that his assets wouldn't be frozen. Yeah. That has happened in Switzerland, as we've heard already. There are lots of things that I think he's had to sort out, and there's obviously been a lot of deals going on behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, the victory is with the people. They got their way. I was in Tahrir Square just on Tuesday, and it was an electric atmosphere. The scenes from last night, I really felt for the people. But today they got their reward. Their patience paid off.
But will it pay off in the future? As we're listening to our correspondent in Washington a little earlier, there are some people who liken what's happening in Egypt to what happened in those so-called coloured revolutions in Kyrgyzstan and Ukraine, where eventually we've seen political turmoil. Is it really good news for the long term for the Egyptians?
I think it is, because the young Egyptians that are in Tahrir Square, and I met many of the leadership, are very intelligent. They're not stupid. They've seen what has happened in the past. They know their history well. Mubarak's gone. They still want to see a complete end to this current regime. They know very well what they don't want, and they're determined to get every member of this brutal regime out, and then they will start building for their future, their way, and hopefully without Western interference.
Is that really realistic to think they'll get every member of this past regime out when we see the Vice President, Omar Suleiman, he was the one who was making the announcement, the fact that Mubarak was stepping down. In effect, are we not seeing somebody here making a grab for power?
Well, if he's making a grab for power, then he's more stupid than Mubarak. The people are determined that they know what they want. In Tahrir Square, I noticed that the signs and the posters and the banners clearly said not only Mubarak out, they want the regime out. So this is what the people want. It's taken them 17, 18 days to get Mubarak out. It's been a long struggle. And they'll be determined to get the rest out now.
Can I quickly ask you, and finally, there you were, as you say, in Cairo, a momentous occasion. Many people saying this is going to be an incredible positive effect for the country. But what about the implications for the rest of the Middle East? We've seen almost a domino effect here, haven't we? Tunisia, Egypt, Yemen. What's next?
Well, when the people lead, the leaders either have to start following and listening, or they will become irrelevant, like Mr. Mubarak tonight. A solemn warning to every dictator out there who thinks that might is right and that tyranny and abuse rule. They don't. Today, the power is with the people.
Great to hear what you have to say. Yvonne Ridley, joining us live there in London, British journalist. Thank you for joining us here on RT.
Thank you.